Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, and welcome to the first episode of the Modern Australian Underground podcast. I'm your host, Christina Papp. And throughout the series, I'll be presenting you with a variety of profiles on a new generation of the Australian underground, with insights into punk and electronic music in Australia, doing this through short radio show episodes as well as long-form interviews that explore themes, ideas, and politics behind the noise. Before we get started on this podcast, though, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation on which I am doing this podcast today, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Okay, so I'll be kicking this whole podcast off with a radio show episode. Consider it a playlist full of Australian music curated for you by me. The radio show now and going forward will consist of new and upcoming Australian tunes, a bit of background on the bands and their sounds, as well as news and updates from the underground. Some of you know that I host Teenage Hate, which is a weekly radio program on Melbourne's 3RRFM. The difference between Modern Australian Underground is that it will only focus on new Australian content and events, whereas the show on RRR covers a wide variety of old and new national and international underground music. I don't want to focus on myself, but I do feel like I have to sell myself a bit to you so you can have some sort of trust in my judgment and opinion in modern underground music. I mentioned a few things in the trailer, and if you want to check it out more specifically, there are a few links in the bio of this podcast. Otherwise, through talking on the radio show and conducting interviews in future episodes, I'm sure you'll get to know a little bit more about me and my involvement in music throughout the last decade or so. Hey, and also, do you have a question or do you have something to say? If you have an event, a label, new release, or an interesting topic that you want to raise in line with the Modern Australian Underground, you should hit me up at litmus.media. And not just in Melbourne too, keep me up to date with everything that's happening from all around Australia. I've been talking long enough, so let's get into some tunes. Kicking it off today, we have Melbourne band Smarts with the song Individuality off their new LP titled Who Needs Smarts Anyway? You're listening to the Modern Australian Underground. You are just listening to Melbourne band Civic. Their title song, Radiant Eye, was out off a 7-inch through Flightless Records a few months ago. Is there a possibility of some bigger releases on the horizon for this band after a drop of this single? I guess we'll have to wait and find out. Before that, off Chicago's Hozak Records, was Melbourne Young Punk's Disco Junk with one of the longest song titles I've heard. I'm not good with numbers, but I know what tram I'm on. Then from Perth, Paranoias, who toured the east coast of Australia last year with LA band Generation Suicidus. They have a new 7-inch called Napalm Springs that's just been released off long-running Perth label Helter Skelter Records. At the top, as mentioned at the start of the set, was Smarts with their new LP, Who Needs Smarts Anyway? This came out off Antifade from Melbourne and Feel It from the US just a few months back. So let's keep spinning some tunes. Up next, we have Stiff Richards with Going Numb, taken off the A-side of their State of Mind LP that came out of newish label from down on the Mornington Peninsula, Legless Records.
Governor. You have the situation well in hand.
How bad was the leakage?
Radioactive water's leaking from sub-level 3. It could contaminate the whole town.
That's not so bad. Block off the area, scrub it down just to be safe.
But, sir, if we could just shut down for 48 hours...
Shut down? They'll investigate us. The EPA, the NRC, not to mention the PTA. Am I asked for the next 6 years? Are you insane?
But, sir, I think that if
I don't give a wet fart what you think. This plant stays open.
Two Sydney bands coming at you this time, ending that set. Paranoid was by Histamine, who released their first and self-titled 7-inch through Newcastle hardcore label Last Ride Records this October past. Before that, Research Reactor Corp with Close the Deal. That song came out of a split 7-inch with the Freakies from LA. The release is online via Wartman Inc. Bandcamp, but the physical release actually came out through Italy's Goodbye Boozy Records, which have been around for about 25 or so years now. And then after Stiff Richards at the top, from Geelong was UAV with Buried, their cassette released earlier this year off Sydney label Sexy Romance Records.
We'll be right back. did you play reggae? Why did you play dub? There's only one kind of music I love. I've got a rock and roll heart. I'll play piano, sing about the birds and the bees. Make all your fans sit on their knees. I got a rock and roll heart. In an orchestra band, wear a tux and never get it in time. I got a rock and roll heart.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'll be right back.
down a bit of a different path this segment. I kind of wanted to emphasize that just because I came from a punk background, the Modern Australian Underground podcast is not just that. It's different sorts of electronic music, as well as rap and hip-hop, drill, country, indie, and more. Although with a bit more of a focus on punk, because that's what I know best. But I want to keep it authentic and real. So if you have anything you want me to talk about, hit me up at litmus.media because I'll be keen to check it out. I'll back announce that last set right after this break. Big Yawn were at the top of that last set with their song Offshore Diamonds. Their cassette South Preston Garage came out in September off Research Records. Then Syzygy on next after that. They self-released a demo mid this year and right in the middle of COVID as well, which is pretty impressive. But it then got pressed onto an extremely short-run lathe cut done through Winter Garden Records. That label only has an Instagram online presence. There's no music platform, so you've got to be on the ball and pick up a release if you want to hear it. Syzygy is a two-piece with both of the members previously playing in the short-lived Melbourne band Spotting. Rumour has it Syzygy is finishing up an LP, so if you dig these post-80s synth-pop tunes, make sure you keep an eye out for it. We made our way back to some good old guitar music after that with RMFC, or Rock Music Fan Club. They released a 7-inch earlier in the year, and Rita is the A-side title track off Antifade Records. TB Ridge and the director is a solo project of Tom Ridgewell from Constant Mongrel. His debut cassette, Rock and Roll Heart, was also released off Antifade this year. The song Rock and Roll Heart opening up the tape, but closing out that set here on Modern Australian Underground.
We'll be right back. crowd. Make it look like a parade. I think I've hit rock bottom. But how do you know? Well, I guess you don't know. I'm organising the rocks with a wheelbarrow and a shovel. I've marshalled the bigger ones into 12 formations in honour of the apostles. And I'm using the smaller rocks to mark out a runway on the beach. A runway for the seabirds. I'm on a gap year, white livid and thirsty. I'm waiting in the water, waiting for something.
Sure what the deal is with three-piece band Eternal Dust from Sydney, but the song Trouble to Be Had By came out earlier in the year and I'm interested to see what they do next. After that, you listen to Why Music by Carl Frog. The album came out in cassette format off Hideotic Records, which is run by the quiet but well-known Australian legend Al Montford, who plays in Total Control, UV Race, and a bunch of other Cher household names. After that, contemporary power pop band Romero hit the ground running with the release of a 7-inch off Cool Death Records at the beginning of the year. They recently released a digital single on Bandcamp, which is what I played for you, Troublemaker, with all the profits of every sale being donated to pay the rent. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do next. They seem to be walking down a similar path that Royal Headache did like 10 years ago. What was at the end? I think it was Hobbies Galore Records. They recently released Silver Shadow, which is an album in cassette format by Oscar Perry. Their song Parade, which you just heard, was one of their more socially palatable songs. That album really goes down some weird roads, and I have to say it takes you to some seedy places, but in the best way possible. It is a great cassette.
Thank you. numbers, the data skew. Yeah.
Alive is the most recent LP by the Stroppies. It came out off Upset the Rhythm, based in the UK. I'm not sure if there was an Australian label that released it as well, which is a pretty common thing for bands down under, having a local label put it out as well as a European or North American label. The song that I played was called Sad Sorry Soul. Up next was Permits with World in Numbers from their most recent LP, Time Permits. Then The Green Child, which is a two-person project from down on Victoria's Mornington Peninsula beaches. The song was Low Desk, High Shelf. And that was off their new LP, Shimmering Basset, which, as amazing as the whole album is, it's worth buying for the painting on the cover alone. The music and the art complement each other in such a way that they kind of lift each other up, like that much more being an item. It really is like an amazing record visually and musically. And then at the end there, Sleeper and Snake coming in with the song Flats off their Fresco Shed album. This album is a first release for brand new label LSD Club, which stands for Lulu's Sonic Disc. I help out at Lulu's record shop in Thornbury. It's been an exciting time to have this new collaborative label happening, especially with Sleeper and Snake, who are amazing people. And then the shop also being able to open after 9 months of doing online sales, only in Melbourne due to the COVID-19 restrictions. And with that, we're at the end of the first episode of the Modern Australian Underground. Thank you so much for listening. I've had a great time playing tunes for you, and I can't wait to show you what more there is to come. Look, do you have a question or do you have something to say? If you have like an event, a new release, an interesting topic you want to raise in line with the Modern Australian Underground, or you just want to complain about all my jibber-jabber or whatever, you should hit me up at litmus.media. If you subscribe to the podcast, you'll be kept up to date with all of the Modern Australian Underground news and never miss an episode. And if you rate it and leave a review, it'll help others find the show too. Don't forget to stay tuned. You can listen to Modern Australian Underground at litmus.media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Litmus Media.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.